I'm Andrew Michael, and here's what happened today in country music history for January 15th. Today in 1938, looking for a new job, Eddie Arnold and his buddy Speedy McNatt visit radio station WMC in Memphis, Tennessee. The program director has them record four songs for their audition, making it the first time Eddie Arnold's voice is recorded. Today in 1948, singer-songwriter Jack Guthrie, cousin of Woody Guthrie, passes away from complications with tuberculosis. Jack is best known for his 1948 hit, Oklahoma Hill. Today in 1955, Colonel Tom Parker attends the Louisiana Hayride at Shreveport's Municipal Auditorium and watches Elvis Presley perform. A few weeks later, Colonel Tom tries to get Elvis to sign an artist management contract. Today in 1965, Bob Dylan records Subterranean Homesick Blues in New York City. The song inspires Eddie Rabbit, Dave Malloy, and Even Stevens to write the million-selling single Drivin' My Life Away about 15 years later. Today in 1973, Ronnie Millsap records his first two country singles at Jack Clement's Nashville studios. Ronnie's debut single, I Hate You, reaches the top 10, and The Girl Who Waits on Tables makes it to number 11. Today in 1977, Waylon Jennings' album, Waylon Live, reaches the top of the Billboard country music charts and stays there for six straight weeks. Today in 1986, a safe stolen from Bill Monroe's bus in December is found in a creek bed in Hendersonville, Tennessee. The $10,000 in cash that was inside the safe is long gone. Today in 1992, Garth Brooks' albums No Fences and Rope in the Wind become the first country albums certified six times platinum by the RIAA. Today in 1992, Johnny Cash gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Booker T and the MGs, Jimi Hendrix, Sam and Dave, Bobby Blue Bland, guitar maker Leo Fender, songwriter Doc Pomus, and the Yardbirds with guitarist Eric Clapton. Remembering a couple of birthdays today from Southern rock legends. Today in 1949, bass player Lamar Williams is born in Gulfport, Mississippi. He joins the Allman Brothers Band following the death of original member Barry Oakley. And on the same day today in 1949, Leonard Skinner frontman Ronnie Van Zant is born in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's what happened today in country music history for January 15th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play.